This morning, the Lord led me to talk about why God must judge the church. Why God must judge the church. As we go to 1 Peter chapter 4, notice what Peter says concerning the judgment upon his body. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verses 17 and 18, that'll be our text this morning. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verses 17 and 18. It says, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Amen. Verse 18 it says, "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" So God let us know that judgment must first begin at the house of God. And he said, "And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" In verse 18, he reemphasizes it. "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" The Lord said the main reason concerning why God must judge the church is because of the church leadership and Christians. And we're going to look at two types. We're going to look first at the church leadership, and then we're going to look at the Christian and why God must judge the church. First, we're going to look at church leadership. And the first thing the Lord gave me was, many have compromised His word. Many have compromised His word. We know in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, 1 Timothy chapter 4, concerning as Paul was speaking, dealing with false doctrines. He says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time," meaning in our time, the latter time is speaking of our day. He says, "Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils," which we know devils with little d, meaning demons, doctrines of demons he was talking about. And we know today, like never before, we're seeing all sorts of doctrines of demons. People are looking outside of the Word of God instead of for the Word of God for truth. And we're seeing that like never before. And that's why God must judge the church leadership. As we look at an example of this, notice how Paul spoke concerning Hymenaeus in 1 Timothy chapter 1 in verses 18 and 20. And he spoke of also Alexander. Notice what it says as we look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 18 through 20. "And Timothy was urged to pray as Paul was speaking to him. And he said, 'This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before of thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare.'" He says in verse 19, "Holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have been made shipwrecks." He was referring to Hymenaeus and also to Alexander. As we look at verse 20, "Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan," notice what he says, "that they may learn not to blaspheme." So notice concerning Paul as he spoke of him, giving them unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Notice we look at what Hymenaeus, as it references him in 2 Timothy, what he had done concerning the body, his destructive, blasphemous teachings. Notice what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 17 and 18. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 17 and 18, it says, "And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrew the faith of some. So he gives, identifies what they did. They said the resurrection had already passed, and it overthrew some. Some had fallen away due to those error in teaching.